Welcome to Our Sleeve Life podcast, hosted by Kelly and Mel, two lifelong friends who took control of their lives by having gastric sleeve surgery 5 years apart. This podcast is for you, our listeners, whether you're pre-op, post-op, maintaining, being a support person, or maybe none of these, but this is your podcast. Now it's time for the show. Dang it. Okay.
Kelly, all right.
So welcome back, guys. We are on episode seven, and we're going to talk about gym versus no gym.
Yes.
Post-op.
Post-op, yes.
So, Melanie.
Yes, ma'am.
You went to the gym often.
Yes, post-op. I did. Yes, I did.
How soon after surgery did you start going?
So I wish I would have went sooner.
Okay.
I think I babied myself a little bit. Mm-hmm. Gave myself a couple extra week or two.
Yeah.
Probably before I should have actually just gone a little bit sooner. But I went, I think it was like 3 months in. Maybe it was 3 months.
That's not that bad. I was thinking you were like 6 months.
No, no. No, I was like in 6 months. Like I was like full routine. Going to the gym like five times a week. It would be Monday through Thursday, and then Saturday is Jeez. When I would go. And it would go right. I'd leave work at 5, so I would get dressed. Actually, we need to back up a lot of stuff here.
Let's back up the truck a little bit.
Yeah. So got a little ahead of myself. But anyway, it was right around 3 months-ish, I would say.
Okay.
Like the very end of 3 months.
I feel like 3 months is more than adequate to start.
I think so. Like looking back, that's fine.
I mean, you were still walking and things like that. It just, you weren't like hardcore working out.
Yeah. Cause I think because of now I realize, oh, I could have gone maybe like 2 weeks earlier.
Mm.
And I feel like that too. And I know this is dumb, but I feel like that 2 weeks could really make the difference of me being my low of 179 versus like my low at 170.
You're so funny.
And I know the 9 pounds doesn't matter, but it does matter to me because I've never been that low in my life.
Yeah.
So, and only when I was building up. So, I don't know what that looks like. And so that 9 pounds, like, I feel like would have made a difference. Maybe I would have stayed, like, at 170 longer because I got there, you know? I don't know. It's like a mental game.
Yeah, because you can't go back in time.
No.
You can't change it.
Mm-mm.
That was her fly swatter, guys.
Yep. I just hit it. Hey, don't quit it.
Oh my God.
Can't kill those flies.
You can't go back in time. So whatever you would have done,
yes.
I mean, you can give advice
yes,
to our listeners.
This is what it's for you guys. Go yes. as soon as you can. Once the doctor goes, go. Don't pussy like
foot around.
I almost said fart and I was like, that's because
of pussy fart.
No, don't be pussy farting around. That just sounds really gross. So don't do that. But definitely just go when they tell you to and go full throttle. Like don't go half-ass on it because it's really going to make the difference in the end part.
Yes.
Because your stalls will happen. Your plateaus are going to go. Like it's going to, you're going to see it.
And they're going to happen regardless.
Yeah. So let's just start it early. Mm-hmm. Get it going. That's when you lose the most anyway. You're mm-hmm. on that diet. So it was like 3 months for me.
Okay.
You worked out a little bit, didn't you?
So I probably went to the gym a total of 3 times.
Okay. And this is why this is gym no versus no gym.
Exactly. Yeah. I was pumped to go to the gym.
I remember.
I could not wait to be released.
Yep.
And as soon as I was released to go back to the gym, I remember going in, doing my normal treadmill, mm-hmm. and I just had no, like, desire to be there.
Oh, really?
Which was weird
that
because
is.
I loved being on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Loved it. And so it was weird that before surgery, I was totally amped to go. And I don't know if that was because I couldn't go.
Possibly.
Physically.
Yep.
So that now that I had the okay to, I was like, don't really feel it anymore.
Yeah.
So I did not, I think it was probably a total of 3 days.
3 days. Now, yep. Do you think you would have if you didn't have such a physical job?
Probably. I think I would have been more concerned mm-hmm. about working out earlier if
Yeah, if I didn't have a physical job.
So explain your job. I know that some of our viewers do know, but anybody that's new, what kind of job do you have?
So I work in a warehouse that is filled with wedding decor. And so every week we get different orders together. So I'm lifting 100-pound buffets, 100-pound doors, big heavy chairs. I'm climbing up on top of stuff. Of course, I didn't do that when I was newly post-op, but now that I'm the size that I'm at, I'm able to do that a lot more.
Well, when did you start there though? Because you were...
It would be a year ago this month.
Okay, so you were, like, pretty post-op, though, like, 2 months, 3 months?
I was 3 months, I think.
It's a perfect
time. So it was right around the time that, like, you started going to the gym.
Yep.
I started working, and it was, like, 12,000 steps a day in a five-hour period.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was walking all over. I was lifting. I was squatting. I was doing everything that I would have done.
In a gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's, like, the biggest thing. It's almost, like... P90X, but slower, or CrossFit, but slower.
Because over 5 hours.
Over 5 hours worth of time, because you're always moving.
Because
I remember when I asked you before, you were like, I get like 5 miles, 6 miles of the day there. And it's like, oh my God, like I have to put in work to make sure I even get a mile in. So so that's it. That's why there is a big difference with the whole work, the non-workouts versus working out. Because like I'd have to go, so my routine ended up being... Where I went to the Croc Center.
Yes.
Which is like the heart of Salem, or the community center.
It's a community center. That's
Exactly. And they have a huge pool, and they have a little, they have a gym area, and they have classes. And so when I first started, I would just do, my brother would be like, get on the treadmill, do that for like 20, 30 minutes, and then just start going down the arm like machines.
Oh, okay.
So I just did that. I would just go down each one. I would do like a set.
Okay.
So this is why... Well, like doing three sets of something doesn't faze me, because what I would do is I would go to the, like, say I would do the bench press.
Okay.
And I would literally do like three sets of that, like three sets of tens of whatever weight I would go.
Yeah. So 30 total.
Yeah. So 30 total. And then I would go to the next machine, and I'm doing like the ones that open your arms and come back out.
Yep.
Don't know what those are called. So I'm sorry. Like, if I feel like it's like the butterfly machine, or I don't know. What is it?
Yeah, that's right.
Butterfly?
Butterfly?
Yeah.
Okay, so you did the butterfly machine, and I did those sets. So I just kept going down. I'd end up being like 10 machines I just did.
Oh.
And it goes quick, because all your, I'm just, like, you're
You're just focused.
You're just focused. You go in, go out, you're done. And so I did that for a while, but then it got kind of like redundant and like boring. And then I saw that they had Kelly, my sister-in-law, she introduced me like to the classes. And on the on the weekend, we would do, it's like a mixed kickboxing class. It's like it's like where you do just do like, it's almost like dancing, but with kickboxing, because you're just doing all the kickboxing moves in a flow motion. And I really enjoyed that. But the timing when my work was actually going to like happen, it wouldn't work. So we'd only do it on the weekends if they could go. But by the, but by that time, because that was like pre, that part with her was actually like pre.
Pre-op. Okay.
So, but then they moved to Vancouver. So it was just me by myself in this gym now. And at first I was intimidated, because I was like, oh, I don't know anybody. I don't know what to do.
Well,
like,
do you really need to know anybody at a gym?
And at first I'm like, that was my question to myself. I was like, I don't need anybody here, but it'd be nice. But then I started making some friends there. Like Mitzi's really cool. Like we still randomly talk through Instagram and Facebook, because we did every Mondays and Wednesdays, we would do a yoga flow Pilates class.
Oh, fun.
At 5 o'clock. And like, it was like 5:15 or something. And we would save each other spots.
Oh.
So we, at first I just sat in the back, and then like they're bigger too. So like, that's the one thing you do notice in classes. The bigger people kind of go to the back, the skinnier
to each other.
Yeah. They're just more like the confidence levels kind of go through.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that, and she turned off the lights. Like it'd be like during the summertime. So you just get the light from the outside.
That's nice.
And it was super calming, but it was hard. Like it was hardcore Pilates, just really light yoga. Really light yoga. But she's such a sweet instructor, where she does hip hop right after.
That's right.
And she'd always go, come on, guys, like, let's do hip hop together. Like, come, like, just come on over. It's like 45 minutes, 50 minutes with a warm up and a cool down. And so Mitzi got me to go over there, because I was like, I can't dance. Like, I don't know. I think I can dance.
Yeah.
I don't know what, like.
You definitely think you
can
dance.
I definitely think I can dance, but I don't know if, like, this is going to be the same. I've never done any, like, choreographing stuff. So I was like, this is weird. And no, like, it was a lot of fun.
Like, it sounds like fun.
It was a blast. Like, you got to learn a lot of different songs, which actually got me when I was like, oh, I want to do dance for my cardio.
Like, yes. Yes.
I got a little excited about it, and I couldn't calm down. yeah, from, like, cardio, because I was watching Insecure on HBO.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, I love Insecure. It's such a great show. But these two girls, they go to – makes an event.
Did you hear that?
Oh, was that your gurgle?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That was like a burp. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. One of the girls, she creates an event. So the whole community comes together and they're dancing. And one of the songs is the songs that I knew from hip hop class. And they're doing the moves that actually I was taught in hip hop class. So I was like, oh, yeah, I could totally do this with them. I still remember all the moves. And I was doing it in, like, literally in my bed. I was like moving around and I was like, oh,
that's so funny.
This is awesome. So that's when I started looking up stuff for me to do, like, on the regular so I can.
So with hip hop, it goes by quick.
So fast. You do like two or three songs and then you break it some water. Two to three songs, break it some water. The very first song is a slower one to get you warmed up.
Yeah.
You're pretty much stretching the whole time.
Okay.
It's almost like a yoga stretch, the first song and then the last song. So it goes by so fast and you're like beating sweat.
I bet.
Like, it's insane. There's one song where you literally do over 100 squats in that song.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, the Black and Yellow song, I know whole dance routine to that because of her.
Like, oh, you're going to have to bust out the dance routine one of these days.
I totally will. I don't even
care. I'm going to record you.
I'm down. It's fine. Because especially what's funny, back then, that's like 290, 280 mil, like, going in.
Yeah.
Dancing
True.
Like that. Like, gotta remember, like, there was a lot more Melanie back then. So it was insane. I remember Mincy being like, girl, you're getting it. And I was like, thanks.
You're like, just in your own head.
Yep.
And just kind of spending time with yourself.
Seriously. And when you feel the music, like, that's the deal. Is like, when you are into that song, like, it doesn't even matter. Like, I know you know how to do the Thriller song now because of that.
Oh, that's fun.
Because she would tailor it to, like, seasons, too. So, like, you got some of those, and it was kind of fun. So
you got some, like, Halloween songs and then Christmas songs and things like that.
Yep.
And that's cool.
So we did that for... I did that for a year and a half. I did that routine Mondays and Wednesdays. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays was cycling. So there's an outside part to the building. And there's like 12. It's a small room.
Yeah.
It's not big. Has two fans, one on each side. The huge ones.
And the ones that are so loud.
That are so loud. And there's one instructor in front of you. And there's about, I want to say, 15 seats.
Okay, so yeah, that's a real small class.
And they do like a stretch routine with the bike and how to do it. And they teach you how to use the bike real quick, just in case you're new.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tell you, like, they do all the modifications for you because there's going to be times where you stand up and you pedal. And there's going to be times where you sit. And then there's times that you actually jump. And it's...
You jump on a bike?
Yeah. So, like, when you're standing, it's their kind of jump. So, like, you would be...
My eyebrows are raised.
Yeah.
Like, I'm super interested in this.
So, you would go from a seated position, and then you would go, like, all the way on your tippy toes, and you would grab... Because you have, like, two different levels on a bike. So, you have, like, the really front handles and then the side handles.
Okay.
So, you would grab the front handles, and you would just go, like, really fast on that. And then you would come back down and sit, and then you would come back up.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's insane. And what's cool is the instructor would play normal music, like what you would listen to today.
Okay.
And then they would tell you, sometimes depending on the instructor, because it would change on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you wouldn't have the same one, but the same two people.
Okay.
One would kind of tell you a story, like, kind of like, hey, we're going through the mountains over in blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wow.
And tell you, be like, she's like, we're getting about 2 miles up. Like, this is where we're going to go, because you have to crank it. Because you have to crank the little thing
for it to get harder.
It gets more resistant and harder. Like, you're going up a hill, and then she'd like do five turns to the left. So that way you're going lower down the hills. And
wow.
It was intense. And I did that on, so I said Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturday mornings.
Jeez.
That was a blast. Because like Saturday morning, I would get there at 9. And I just got some time hops showing me being like, I'm up at 9 in the morning. I can't believe I'm here doing this.
But you loved it.
But I loved it. Afterwards, I was like, mm-hmm. oh, this feels amazing. Like, I feel great. Because I would just leave there. And so anytime I was done with the class, I would go upstairs. And then I would do the row machine.
Okay.
Yes, I wasn't done. depending on, like, on work. So this is, say this is work days. I would actually come in at, because this started 6 o'clock. So I got there by 5:15. And I would do squats, deadlifts. And then I would do the bench press, and then I would do the twist, where you get on the machine and you twist, like, to the left for a while, yeah. then you go to the right for a while yeah. and do all those. There was one more. I can't remember what it was, but I would do that last one, and then I would go into cycling after doing that.
Holy crap.
And then on Saturdays, I would do the reverse. So I would do the class first.
And then do
And then I would do all the squats, deadlifts. And push-ups wow. and weights and stuff. So, like, I always felt amazing afterwards.
Yeah, you had so much energy, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Like, I never thought that that was a real thing. The whole, like, because it's a runner's high. That's what they, it's the yeah. same, like, same thing. I just don't know what the name of it is for us that don't run. Because it's an endorphin high.
It's an endorphin high, yeah.
And it's amazing. You feel great for the rest of the day. Like, almost nothing can faze you. Mm-hmm. And that started to be, like, more of my attitude. It was more like, I don't care.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
Bring it, because yeah. you can't phase this. Like, I remember, like, I had an argument with an aunt once. Like, she called me up. Totally, she's hammered, being a total, you know what.
A biatch.
And,
I see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. And hung up the phone because she brought up my dad, and I was like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
But Matt called me instantly, was like, are you okay? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, don't faze me. And then Eric's like, I'm really surprised you're not upset right now. Like, because I didn't even raise my voice at her. I was just like, okay, that's cool. Pretty sure Dad wouldn't be happy about that. Have a nice day. And Eric was just, like, so shocked that I didn't even raise my voice. I didn't get upset. Nothing. And it's all, I think, because of the workouts. I was just like, nope, not caring.
Completely.
Just, like, completely. Just chilled. It's like, nope.
There's certain days, like, I think, okay, so this morning, I did my yoga, like I normally do.
Yep.
And which was, by the way, backstory, was very tricky with half a floor ripped up. Because
that would have to be.
So yeah.
Why was your living room halfway flipped up?
Because.
It went all the way that far?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Me and my husband doing renovations to the house. We put in new flooring. Long story short, there was a high spot, so my husband had to rip out half the flooring.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say half, I mean
literally like
into the living room. And so half the floor is the plywood, and half the floor is our flooring, our new flooring. So I'm like trying to position it to like where I'm not going to like be half on, half off.
Oh, and probably where the camera, you have to have it because
yep.
you record it.
Yep.
That's the deal.
I do the time lapse and put it on Instagram.
Right.
So after I do all this, my phone will not work with me. It yeah. will not do anything. It will not post. I did a story on Instagram. It deleted it. Like, I was irritated.
Yeah.
But it rolled off my shoulders so quickly. Like, yes, I was completely irritated, but then I was like, there's nothing I can do about it, so just move on.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. And once you realize that, like, I can't control this.
Yep.
This is non-controllable, then it's fine. You're like, all right, whatever.
Exactly.
Because I think that's exactly what I thought of with my aunt. I was like, I can't control how she's going to act, so.
No.
And I'm not going to make it worse. Like, that's the deal. It's like, knowing yes. your reaction is like, sometimes they hate it when you're calmer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of funny. But that's just a tactic.
I find it funny when, especially with like customers
mm-hmm.
that come in and they're like, they're ready for a fight. And you're just like, uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah,
yeah.
Okay, all right, well, we'll take care of that. And then they lose all of their power
because oh, totally.
you're like agreeing with them. And you're like, oh, yeah, that it is so wrong. Like, let's fix that. And then they're like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I don't need to fight anyway.
Yeah, it's like you took all the oomph out of them.
Exactly. And I think that's what working out does.
It totally does.
It takes all of the oomph out of your, like, annoyance or your fight and you're just calm.
Yeah.
Because you're like, eh.
I would say in the beginning, what was funny was if I came home and I haven't eaten in a while.
Yes.
I felt bad because like Dylan and Eric would correlate it to me just working out. So I was cranky. And it's like, no. It's just because I haven't ate.
Yeah. You need that protein.
Yeah. Because I would go too long because I would do those 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And I knew it, but I really enjoyed those classes. So I would just deal with it.
Yeah.
And I would just like drink a lot of water during all of them. Yes. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get my protein right when I get home.
Yes.
And what sometimes was a problem was that dinner wasn't done, I'm not going to blame Eric. It's just the thing. Just dinner wasn't done for whatever reason it wasn't done.
Yes.
And like when you have your child like questioning everything you're doing, you're like, you kind of snap and you don't mean to.
Yeah.
But they're like, you're cranky when you come home from working out. And I was like, I just need meat.
I need some protein. That's where the instances of like a protein bar.
Seriously.
Or something would have come in really handy.
Oh, back then? For sure.
You could have just eaten a protein bar in between or right after on your drive home, and then you wouldn't have been that like hangry.
Oh yeah, totally.
When you got home, because you would have had your protein in already.
And that's why I think it's funny when we do our lives for the protein bars. I'm like, haven't tried this.
Yeah, no.
I literally haven't because I didn't do that. Like I don't know why I didn't think about it. I was just like, I don't want a bar. Like,
well, I also think that you were not on social media?
No.
As Mm-mm. far as like where we are now?
Not at all. Yeah.
And I started out on social media.
Gotcha.
So I saw everybody else
and what they were doing
and what they were eating and what they were eating or what they were drinking, like protein wise. And so I got a lot of recommendations.
Yeah.
From you guys. Like, that's what I go off of. I'll be like, oh, that looks interesting. Like, we had a follower post today. No, it was yesterday. And she had posted protein cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, that is really cool.
I never heard of that either. Like,
let's look that up. Let's try and find it. Yeah. Because I didn't know there was such a thing as protein cream cheese. And that's what's so great about the social media aspect of it, is that you do learn. You can learn new gym moves. You can, like, you do the Wednesday workout.
Yeah, I find a lot of my different workouts through social media now.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing, like, how much more information there is. And also knowing where to look. Because I, literally, if I just took, they would give me the sheet of stuff to eat.
Yes.
And then I would just make stuff within that sheet.
Yes.
And that's why you see me make my protein shakes. Mm-hmm. Because they're like, oh yeah, you just make a protein shake. You throw this in it. Call it good. They never even gave me really ratios. They're just like, whatever you feel like
putting in the blender. Yeah.
So that's why everything for me is all like handmade. And now that we're like going through this, I'm like, dang, I wish I had a one bar back then.
Right.
Or a dive bar. Like, oh my God, those dive bars would have been amazing back then.
It would have given you so much energy.
So much energy.
Those dive bars are legit.
Yeah.
Like legit caffeine, protein, like perfect.
It works.
Melanie's husband and son love them.
Oh, yeah. Well, Eric already told me I have to buy a new box because he's like, I want a box. He's like, I could totally have that every morning before I go to work. And I think I'd be like flying through work. I'd probably feel better. I'm like, yeah, you would, because you're getting full protein right now.
Yeah.
That you're not getting at all right now.
Exactly.
So he'll probably feel great once we get this.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Like you just eat the bar on the go. And then you're ready when you get to work. Okay, we're ready to get it going for the day.
I mean, I did enjoy making a lot of this stuff because I think that's also what got me into baking was that like the fact I was making everything. And I have like a whole new like appreciation for food because you're like, this takes a lot of work.
It does take a lot of work
to make good food.
Yes.
You can make it simple with the protein shakes and the protein bars and the snacks. But it's like, oh, when you go to make a meal, like, I always say when I say thank you to someone for food, I really like mean it. Cause I'm like, I know what it takes to prep all that food. Yeah. Cause like on our dynamic, me and Eric, I'm the prepper and the sous chef.
And then
he's the one that cooks it all.
Got it.
And I remember last Thanksgiving, I did all that for every dish.
Yeah. Cause you like making things from scratch.
I love it from scratch. And it also makes me like get up and move. Yes. So, like, in my head, one thing my doctor said is, like, if you're not going to go to the gym, then you need to be up moving, cleaning your house, and doing stuff within your house.
Something that is on your feet.
Yeah, so keep moving. And so that's kind of been my thing. It's, like, if I don't work out, then I'm doing laundry. So I'm, like, going up and down these stairs. I'm folding. I'm standing. Mm-hmm. And then I bake. So I'm standing the whole time. Mm-hmm. Because last Thanksgiving, I prepped everything. And I did
that's actually a lot of food.
And I did make almost 50% of it. Only thing I didn't make was the bird.
Okay.
So it was funny because when everybody got food, everybody thanked Eric. And then Eric...
And you're like, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, because beforehand, we actually had the conversation. I go, I bet you $10 they're going to thank you because you made the bird. And he goes, no. I'm like, yeah. And then, yeah, exactly what happened. But instantly, Eric was like, actually, guys, Mel made everything. Like, I just based the turkey the whole time. And I was like, and they're all like, oh, thank you, Mel. And I was like, thank you. Because that felt good because I needed to show, I needed some appreciation because, like...
Yes.
There's a lot of background that you have to do to make stuff taste good.
Yes.
So.
I mean, 100% that is accurate. And that is why. And I think I got so used to finding shortcuts because I didn't feel good.
Yeah.
I couldn't move.
Right.
And so there were certain, I was just always looking for the easy meal. Mm-hmm. And even after surgery, like, in my brain, I'm like, why should I stand for an hour and a half to eat four bites?
Oh, good point.
I mean, because I was already working a longer shift than I had ever worked before.
Right.
And I was getting 12,000 steps in. So I had no problem getting my steps and standing goals and all of that.
It's like you already worked out. So you're almost like, why would I want to stand even longer at home to make a meal, like you said, for four bites?
So that's why I buy the veggies in the microwave bag.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it takes 5 minutes to cook it in the microwave. And they're just as good to me. And I like, but I like frozen veggies. Like, doesn't bother me.
And I couldn't tell you yes or no on that because I've never had them side by side. And I don't think I've ever only had veggies maybe like once or twice.
So, yeah. So I'm always looking for the shortcut, kind of.
And that's fine, because as long as you get your numbers, that's all that matters.
Then it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Like, as long as you're getting your vegetables, some vegetables, and you're getting your protein, which, I mean, oh, side story, though.
Yeah.
You know that chicken that I've been looking for? That blackened chicken?
Yeah.
I found it at Costco.
Awesome. We got to try it.
Yeah, so I have it at the house.
Awesome.
And I figured we could try it together.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to be really good. But it's Tyson blackened chicken.
Nice.
And everybody talks about it on social media. Again, that's where I find all my stuff.
Yep.
And I was walking through Costco yesterday, because that was the other thing, is I haven't really been able to do a whole lot of yoga because my body has been super, super sore.
Yeah, it's been an asshole to you.
It has.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, Eve, if I'm not going to do my yoga, I'm at least going to get my stand goal or my move goal.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Get something. Got to get the goals.
Yeah. So we went and ran a few errands and like we walked around Costco and stuff. And Cody was like, I want to go home. And I was like, no, I need to at least be on my feet a little bit.
Huh.
And my back is killing me, but at least I hit it.
Yeah.
So I got my move goal and my stand goal.
Good for you.
So I didn't get my exercise, but that's okay. That's okay. And that's something that I've newly adopted because I didn't start out at the gym.
Right.
It's weird that I still don't go to the gym, yet I found the love for yoga.
Yes.
Through you.
Yep.
She found the most amazing yoga instructor. And the funny thing is I've always... Whenever I went to the gym, I always, like, blared my music.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wanted to, like, fully immerse myself in my music and just kind of zone out. And I don't listen to any music while I'm doing yoga.
Yoga's different.
Like, it's so different. You have to pay attention to what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Or you're going to fall.
So. Or you're going to fall, which...
I've done.
Or you listen to her and you still fall.
Yeah.
which I did this morning. I fell out of quite a few. But it's been really... I think because I have a newfound appreciation for it.
For yoga?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's so calming. We should probably shout her out, yoga.
Yes. With Cassandra. Yeah. I say her name.
Cassandra.
Yeah. Cassandra.
Yeah.
And she's on YouTube. She's on Instagram. So you can find, and we follow her.
Yeah, we tag her in every time.
Every Kelly morning.
Yoga, so.
Every morning. Yeah. So, but yeah, she's very calming. She's very, just very centering. And I think that's what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think, and this may sound weird, but because the yoga wasn't based off of me losing weight, I feel like I have a happier vibe with it.
Yep.
Because it's something I chose to do, not because I just needed to lose weight.
Right. Yep. That's exactly okay. what it is. No, that's perfect. Because that's what hip hop was.
Okay.
You know, you just go in and you're just like in it because it's fun and you like it. And it has nothing to do if you're going to lose weight or not. You just want to go to the class. You're like, you're just stoked for it.
I love it.
So it's probably is better because it's not weight related. It's just 100%.
That's probably what was boosting for you. Mm-hmm. Like when you were having those endorphin highs, like because you were so excited that you did this class and it wasn't weight related.
No.
You weren't going. I mean, yeah, it's an added benefit that you're probably going to tone or you're going to lose weight from it, but that wasn't your main focus.
Oh, not at all. And I bet if I went now, I'd be like falling over in like just exhaustion and sweat because that was a lot. Like I remember just coming home and just like all my clothes are just soaked. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling gross. I'm like, I got a shower. Like, this is so nasty.
Yeah, you pushed yourself.
I could feel like salt on my face. Like, it was insane.
I remember photographing weddings and I would get salt lines on the back of my shirt.
Yep.
And it didn't matter how much water I drank. I still just they always sweat. Say,
just drink more water. Yeah. No, I can't. Like, it's not working.
No, it's literally, it's from my sweat. Like, yeah. You're doing hip hop again, right? You found a YouTube.
I found it.
Yes.
And I suck.
Well.
But I'm trying.
Okay.
But I'm trying.
You're trying every day?
No, I've only done it twice.
Okay.
So that was two times last week.
Okay.
So I gotta keep going. I gotta keep trying.
I'm gonna add it to my list.
Gotta add it to the list because it's interesting. I feel better if I had more people around me.
Really?
Yeah, I know that sounds dumb, but like I want more people. And I think it's just because I did it with a full gym of people.
Yeah.
There was four rows of like 15 people.
You know, you could always find a gym.
Oh, totally. But COVID right now, that's the only reason.
Well,
I've already thought about going back to the gym for that. And yeah. I'm not comfortable going to a gym.
No,
I know that some of them are open. Yeah. But I'm not ready personally yet. So once that happens, like I've already looked at like dance studios and we have some around. I definitely want to do some hot yoga.
Oh, so count me in for the hot yoga.
We're doing that when we're allowed.
It. Yes. Yep. I want to do hot yoga.
So there's a few around town that we can go to.
Awesome.
So I looked into that. Yeah, because those are the most fun times, I think, with working out. And I miss those times. Even like when I transitioned to BeFit.
Yes.
And I just had some billing issues with the Croc Center.
Yes.
That I no longer wanted to deal with as much as I love them. I was like, whoa, you're charging me a lot.
Yes.
So I went to BeFit and I actually fell in love with BeFit.
It's a smaller gym here in town.
Yep.
And that's where me and my husband have a membership, which it's going to get canceled because we're going to do the home gym.
Right.
Which I don't think my husband's even going to use the home gym. I will use it, but
as long as it's there.
It's there. Yep. So with it, whenever he needs to go in and use it, he can.
He can build a routine.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
He doesn't know what to do. And that's
why I like the classes because
they tell you
what to do. Mm-hmm. Like I've done an aerobics class. So I did that on sometimes like on, if I didn't have to work throughout the week. So those are popping up now too. It's like, got a day off work. I'm going to the gym.
That's so funny.
You can find me here. That's where I'm at.
I remember that.
I would do those random aerobic classes, and
Those
are hard. And, like, they say they're for beginners, and they are, but there's some hard work in there, and I love it because you feel amazing after those classes.
Well, I mean, it's the same with beginner yoga. I mean, there's some beginner yoga classes where you're like, holy shit, how do they even do that at a beginner level?
Yeah.
But then the more you do it, the easier it gets.
Oh, totally.
And then you graduate up from there. So.
Yeah, because even Dylan told me today, he said that he's getting more flexible.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Because he's been doing yoga every day.
Every
weekday.
We talked about it. He wanted to reduce. Mm. So now it's Monday, Wednesday, Fridays.
But I feel like that's fine.
But every day he does a 30-minute workout from Fitness Blender.
Oh, well, that's fine.
I love you, Fitness Blender. Boop, boop.
Fitness Blender. Yeah. I need to check them out.
They're pretty rad because they just do the AB where they're just two workouts and you go back and forth for that for three times and they go to another one. You end up doing just four sets like that. And all of a sudden it's 25 minutes, 30 minutes, and you're done.
That's and really cool. I'm going to have to definitely look into it once we get the gym finished. Yoga studio finished.
I definitely recommend it because what I learned from the classes. So anybody that's going to gyms, just try a class or two.
Okay.
Because you get to learn a lot of different moves that you never would have thought of.
Yeah.
Even though, yes, you have the Pinterest and the YouTube and whatnot, it's way different in person watching people like you try to do these moves.
Yeah.
Because you feel the confidence goes through the roof because you realize, oh, we all suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have an instructor right there that actually comes over if you're doing it wrong and will show you and move you into the position that you should.
That's a good point.
Yeah, because with push-ups, I suck at push-ups.
Yes.
I still suck at push-ups, but now I know how to do a proper push-up.
Okay.
I can do a proper girl push-up. I can do a proper guy push-up. They're really hard. But like, I couldn't get my butt to like go under, like not under, but like dip down more.
Yeah, because you have to like tuck your tailbone almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like, I couldn't get that to work until like someone showed me and then like just pushed my butt down, like my lower back down. And I was like, that's what I needed. And then same thing with the bike. Like, if I didn't do the biking classes, then I wouldn't know any of those random what you would do on a hill. Because, like, they teach you, like, okay, if you are on a hill, this is how you have to pedal. Like, so think about it. If you're on your mountain bike and you've never had one, you're going up South Salem Hills.
Yeah, that would
suck. I could tell you how to do that and you would be fine and we can get up it. It just would be a long ride.
It would be a long ride.
Long ride.
We'd be sweaty. And then you have to ride back.
That's fine. It's all downhill from there.
So, I did want to talk a little bit about how when you lose a lot of weight quickly, you do lose muscle mass.
Yes, if you lose too quickly.
Yes. Yeah. And that means you could get your back could hurt, your knees could hurt, your ankles.
Yeah, your joints.
Your joints. The whole thing. It's something that could happen, and I'm pretty sure that's why my back hurts the way it does.
Oh,
which
okay.
is one of the reasons why I do yoga.
To straighten up your back.
To straighten it, strengthen it, and get those muscles developing again.
Yeah.
Because I did lose 120 pounds within 10 months.
10 months. It was real quick.
Yes. Yep. So I lost a lot of muscle mass.
Yeah.
So now that I can do yoga, I can do these things that are like, you know, the plank challenge, things like that. I'm firming up my core. I'm firming up my my back. I'm doing little back bends and twists and things like that to kind of stretch it all out. So you guys keep in mind that those type of things are going to be really good for you.
Yeah.
When you're post-op, newly post-op.
Anyway, so losing muscle is a big deal.
Yes.
So make sure you're getting your protein and then try to do some sort of strengthening.
Yes. Even if it's just lightweights or, but if you don't want it to be like completely, like your workout's completely focused on weight loss, like we were talking about.
Yeah.
Just think of it as like, I'm just building some muscle.
Yeah.
Because I need that to come back.
You totally do. Cause like that's going to help you. Like for future you.
Later on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because when you're older, they talk about it a lot, that you need flexibility. They scream flexibility.
Yep.
Like it's so needed because you don't want to have that hunchback. When you're older, it hurts. It's painful.
Yeah.
They say it's hard to get up. It's hard to move. Everything's making noises. And
which I already have all of that. Except for the hunchback. I don't have a hunchback.
Right.
But everything else I have on a daily basis.
But I think the yoga probably really helps.
Yes. Oh, I think that the yoga, I mean, when I started yoga, and I should probably take a picture of where I was at, like flexibility wise, because I could barely get my fingertips halfway down my calves.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Like that was as far as I could bend.
You could not touch your feet.
Nope.
At all.
And I never have been able to. So I just thought I wasn't flexible. Turns out that's a load of shit because now I can go almost all the way flat palms to the ground.
What yoga's taught me is that anybody can be flexible.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've
just
watched
time and patience.
Yeah, you just have to do it. Practice. Yep. I think that's the one thing as adults that we forget that things take longer.
Yeah. You want them to hurry up and, like, happen now.
Yeah. And it's, like, you want that instant gratification.
Yes.
Totally understand it. It's just, like, we got to go back to the basics when it comes to workouts and things like that. And being flexible and being strong. Like, practice makes perfect. You have to keep doing it. Yes. And it has to be more than a week. It has to be more than a month.
Yeah.
And I know that's annoying. And people, like, probably get annoyed with me sometimes when I talk about workouts. Because I'm like, you have to do it longer than 30 days.
You can't expect to do a workout for 30 days and then just be like, look, I'm fit.
I'm an athlete.
I'm an athlete. I feel like if you're not happy with your workout, it's because you haven't found the right workout.
Yeah, or you're not putting all your oomph into it. Because I totally see girls and women and guys go to the gym. And this is what's funny when you come like a gym rat. You can kind of see
everybody
who's new to it and who's not new to it. And I've helped people actually that didn't know how to use some machines because I was like, been there.
Which is nice. And it's nice to have somebody that will walk up and be like, hey, do you need help?
Yeah. Because like I've looked at those machines, like the twist machine I was telling you about. Yeah. It's the obstructor.
The obstructor?
Yeah. And that
sounds like
one.
The Terminator.
I mean, I had no idea how to use it at all until someone, like, my brother or his wife, I can't remember which one, someone showed me.
Yeah.
It was one of those two.
But you would have never even gone near it had somebody not shown you.
It was so intimidating looking. Yep. So I do help out, but it's funny watching the people that are like, you see them come in and always happens at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Mincy watched this happen. And we laugh because like we're there through every day, you know, like every season.
Yes.
But when the new year starts,
everybody starts going.
Yep. Yeah. And they come in your classes and they fuck up your classes because they don't know where to stand. They don't know what to do. And then they're like all up in your business. Mm-hmm. But they like fade away. They just slowly go away.
Yeah.
Because they think that it's going to be okay in a week.
Yeah.
And literally, you'll see only that one person for 1 week. And you're like, what was that for? Come on.
Yeah. Like, what's the point?
Yeah. Go. What are you doing? Like, just go. Like, I understand that, like, I've made every excuse in the book to not go.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have to be mentally ready to do this because it's not just a physical game when it comes to working out either. Because you'll get halfway through a workout. And I know the youth can probably attest to this is that, like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I think I'm done.
Yeah.
I think I've worked out enough. And you look at your watch, you're like 15 minutes. You're like, shit.
Yeah.
I guess I'm here for a little longer.
Well, and there were times that I would go into the gym and I would walk on the treadmill for 20 minutes and be like, that's good enough. I'm going to go home.
Yeah. And that's not. It's like, you need more. I mean, I'm glad that you did it. Like, that's the deal.
It was activity.
Yeah.
However, I do 30 to 45 minutes of yoga every single morning.
Yeah. There you go.
And that is a sufficient... I mean, our Apple Watches say 30 minutes.
Yeah, they do.
Which I could probably up that to like 40 minutes now because...
Oh, for your exercise goal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I do more than 30 minutes almost every single day.
Yeah.
Today, I did the bare minimum. I will admit that.
That's why it's there. But yes. I know for me, like we've talked about this, I need more than just yoga to work out. I'm not going to lose nothing.
Yes.
Or no one's going to lose nothing on yoga. You just maintain... Maybe gain some muscle.
Yes.
But like,
or flexibility, strength. Yeah.
But if you want weight numbers, that's not going to be, you have to do that with something.
Like, yes.
I think 100% you should do yoga because it's so good for your body. And then just throw something else. Like, that's what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the dancing afterwards.
You can do the dancing. You could do your fitness blender. You could do.
Go on my run.
There's so many. Yeah. You can go on your run. There's so many different things that you can do. You have small weights.
All the weights, yeah, because you're already there. That's one thing I noticed that I learned with the gym is that you're already here. So make the best out of it, of you being there. Because you know how hard it is to get there?
You're already there.
Yeah, you're already there. Like, making that decision is hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
The drive there, you're already, like, halfway talking yourself out of it.
Every turn, you're like, I can just turn around and go home right
now. Yeah, I can. Like, I'll look at the clock and be like, I can get home. I can get some laundry done. I can, like, catch up on this and that and blah, blah, blah. That never fucking happens when I get home.
Exactly, because you lay on your bed and you're like, I'm done.
Yep. So it's like, just get there. Once you're there, use up every single minute. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what my mentality was. So I was like, I'm doing 2 hours. I'm here.
Yeah.
Doing the classes I want to do. I don't care how long they take.
Well, and there was some times that you went twice a day, right?
Yeah, I did some two-a-days in the summer.
You were absolutely crazy.
Well, I was like hitting, I was hitting a plateau.
Oh.
So I was trying to break the plateau.
Mm-hmm.
And it never occurred to me to call my doctor.
Which is so funny because you were so focused on like what she had to say. Like you were so focused on what she said
mm-hmm.
and what she told you. But you never wanted to ask her advice.
I never wanted to ask her questions afterwards. I felt funny. I don't know why I did that. I do that a lot with things. And it's great because I ask questions all the time when, like, I have someone in front of me. It's like making that call or writing that email. I'm just like, I don't want to do this.
Yep.
And it probably is because I have an office job where I'm on the phone all the time. I'm on my computer. Yeah, I'm emailing.
So you don't want to do it.
So a part of me just, like, doesn't want to do it. But then after I make that call or that email, I always feel better.
You feel better, yeah. You feel accomplished I do. In what, like, you did.
That 5 minutes took it right out of me.
That minute and a half that I spent typing up that email, I'm pretty proud of myself.
I got it done today. Got that one.
So the one thing I was going to ask you, too, is did you ever use, like, a sweet sweat or a binder or something like that to, like, I don't even know why I'm asking you this because you never even heard of it.
No, I have heard of it. I did not hear about those things, though, until we started the podcast and, like, we started following people.
Okay.
I had no idea at all. Only thing I thought you were going to say was those stupid, like, oh, man, that, like, you're supposed to.
Oh, those wraps?
The wraps. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the wraps. And I was like, no.
It's the same basic principle, though.
Okay.
Like, it's making you sweat. It's kind of holding everything in.
But don't the binder, you have to work out in, I thought.
Yes. Whereas the wraps, no, you don't.
You just lay there.
And it's supposed to magically take care of all your loose skin and cellulite and stretch marks and all that.
It's a miracle.
You just lay there. Didn't you know that?
It does the work.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest deal, too, is, like, you have to put in the work.
You do.
Like, so, like, you're working. Mm-hmm. Is your workout.
It is my workout.
Yeah.
Regardless.
And then I was working out a lot because my job was sitting a lot. So I was like, I was trying to counterbalance all of the non-workouts, basically.
The non-movement from your job.
Yeah.
No, I think you made it your own post-op.
Yeah.
I made it my own post-op. And now we're kind of changing it up because you're 5 years out. I'm 14 months out. So, almost 15.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just have to make it work for you in that moment in time.
I think so. I think you have to figure out what you like
and then hone in on that. Yes. And I think you also have to think of, like what you said, you have to put in the work.
Yeah.
So, how much work do you want to put in to get the life that you wanted?
Seriously. Because the work that you put in, you will see it. Give it some time. Mm-hmm. I know with our weight loss that, like, it goes quick sometimes. So you just expect that. And just know when you're this far post-op, I'm 5 years, and that's not how it is anymore.
No, it is not.
It's not going to be. And that's scientifically proven. You just won't. It's just your tummy is too big now.
Well, and eventually you have to stop losing weight.
Exactly. So, and I remember I got nervous about that with you because I was like, oh, my God, you're losing weight way too fast.
Yeah.
This is freaking me out.
I've stopped.
Well, I remember I asked you, I go, where are you going to draw the line where you're concerned?
Yes.
Because, like, everybody has that line where it's like, okay, nope, too much weight. Mm-hmm. I look weird. Mm-hmm. I don't look healthy. That's the part when you don't look healthy and you look like death.
Yes. And that's where I was like, if I get below 140, like mid-130s, that's where I'm going to get concerned.
Yeah.
However, now that I've added yoga, I'm eating protein more regularly than I was, like, back when we first started the podcast.
Right.
So I have salami, I have cheese, I have peanut butter, I have, for dinners, I have, you know, steak, chicken, pork. So I have all of that to kind of help me maintain.
Yeah.
But now that I'm at this point where I'm like, okay, how am I supposed to maintain?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That's where I'm like, okay, I need to start doing strength, flexibility. I need to start working on those things.
It's very important because strength training, you actually lose more weight with strength training.
You do.
Because, like, the biggest muscles in your body are your thighs and your butt.
Yes.
And they burn longer. So if you work out those areas the most, and that's why you see me do squats and deadlifts.
Yes.
Many times. Kettlebell swings, anything that you can do to move that area, because in 3 days, you're still burning from that.
Wow.
With cardio, within the next day, you're not. So that's the deal about strength training, is that you're still burning as you're going because of how big those muscles are.
Good to know. Yeah. I had no clue.
So, like, that's one of the reasons why I was like, I have a butt now, because, like, I'm literally doing all you can do.
Which makes sense, like, when you do, like, hardcore workouts, mm-hmm. and then, like, the next 2 days, you're still feeling it.
Yeah, you're still feeling
the soreness.
And I love that sore. That's so good.
It is a good sore.
Yeah.
I will tell you, like, when I put in a hard workout, like, and I know that I've pushed myself, nothing feels better.
Like, right. You're in pain. It's so funny because you're, like, in pain, like, the sore pain.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference.
If you're like, yes.
You're so excited. But now you can totally tell the difference between, like, a pain and a sore pain.
Yeah. Which is weird for me.
Yeah.
For trying to figure out, because I'm like, okay, am I in pain paid or am I sore pain because I put in good work?
Yeah, because you have to check that probably more than everybody else.
Yep.
Because of your joints and stuff.
Which is fine. I'm okay with doing it. And as long as I stay moving, my joints don't lock up as much.
Oh, good.
But I have to keep moving. And as soon as I feel them locking up, I'm like, okay, I need to do something.
You gotta move.
Yeah, I gotta move. Because now that I know what it feels like to not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to have them able to move easily, then I have to keep it going. And that's the stupid thing about fibro and arthritis, that if you stop moving because you hurt, you'll hurt more because your joints lock up.
God, that's awful. Sorry. That's super annoying. I did notice now that, like, I don't care who I'm around and I'll just stretch.
Oh, yeah. I do that all the time.
I just bust out stretching. I'm like kind of doing a downward dog, but not really sometimes. Like, I don't even give a shit. I'm just like, I'm stretching. Give me like a good 5 minute.
Yeah. You're like, I just need to take a couple breaths, stretch it on out.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
I'll do it when, like, friends are over.
Yeah. Just, oh, yeah.
I just start. It's funny because I'll start stretching and then everybody slowly starts stretching. And I'm like,
so funny. You're like, this is your friendly reminder.
Time for you to stretch
on. I did want to. I found this little post when we were doing our research, and it said patients who adopt a physically active lifestyle post-op tend to have the highest levels of long-term success.
Makes sense.
Which makes complete sense. Yep. So basically, that's what we're saying for this entire episode, is figure out what works for you and then just be physically active as soon as possible.
Because it works. It totally works. The longevity is there. You build those habits.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal, is that, like, with the surgery, the reason why we did this is because we had bad habits.
Exactly.
We weren't working out.
Yep.
And we weren't eating the right foods.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no diet pill that's going to help you.
Nope.
You literally have to put in the time and the work. And that's why our surgery is not the easy way out.
Correct.
Not at all, because we still have to put in the work. And now we're putting in the work plus the mental gain that goes along with it, because it's quick.
It is, yes. It is hard work. It is a long, long journey.
Yes.
And it doesn't just end the moment you hit your goal weight.
No, it just begins.
It just begins, because now you've got to start maintaining.
Yep. And that's a strategy all in itself.
We're
going to have a whole episode about it.
Yes, we are going to do an episode about maintaining your gaining weight and stalls.
Yeah.
So look for that.
I was going to go over the fact that I did learn that once there was no one in the gym for me to, like, hang out with or do anything with, I didn't care. I didn't want anybody to come with me.
No.
Like, me and you went, and we did, and it was fine.
We had fun.
We had fun. But
we also knew, like, we could split up and do our own thing.
Yes.
And we were fine.
Yes. Because, like, I feel like some people want to be right next, and I've had that. They want to be with you the whole time, and I'm like, I love you, but, like, I have my routine, and I know that you're not physically fit enough to do my routine.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry. Like, I'm not dumbing it down. Like, you do you, I'll do me, and if we correlate, totally fine.
Yes.
Like, if I was on the stair stepper and you were on the
treadmill.
The treadmill, you know?
Yeah, like, and we would do the bike together.
Yeah.
And you would do your thing, and I would just be lazily pedaling, and then you would do the stair stepper, I would do the treadmill, and then we would go in and do squats and sit-ups and all of that.
Yep.
But I knew you were at a different level than I was.
Right.
And I was totally fine with it.
Well, and I think what's funny about other people that would go, they would think that they would just be better than me because I've been big. Mm-hmm. I've been big my whole life. So they're just like, Melanie can't do this shit. And it's like, Melanie's been doing this shit for a couple of years now. Like, I can roll with the best of them.
Well, and it makes you proud of yourself too, because you're like,
afterwards,
look at that.
Yeah.
I did that.
And what actually made me feel good once was one of Eric's friends, Brad, he complimented me because he's like, no one knows what you're doing at that gym. And that's a good point. No one will understand what you're doing there. Like,
nope.
They can never see it. and they don't know how hard you're doing, but like you can tell you're doing hard work.
You're working.
And it's like, yeah, thank you. Because it is hard work.
Yeah.
And like that was the main good thing, was just like being able to go and enjoy it. That was my goal. So I tried to find stuff because there's stuff I didn't like. Like I stopped doing the arm machines, hated those things.
Yeah.
I learned what I like is a full body workout.
Yes.
I don't like machines. I want to use like free weights, kettlebells, and my own body weight to do work.
Yeah.
And I love it. And that's how I found the row machine. I love the row machine.
And I've never tried the row machine. You're gonna have to. Yeah.
Like, it's kind of, I think it's funny because, like, where it's positioned at the Croc Center, it's right in, like, they did a big mural. So that was really cool.
Okay.
And it's like a lake and a mountain or whatever. And so you're rowing and you're doing their full row machine. And you kind of like, you see your little thing go 1 mile out and you're just like, ooh, I just did a mile in the water. Nope, but it feels like it. Like, you just get super excited. And like, I didn't realize what it was working because I thought it was just working my arms, but it's not. It's working legs and your mid area.
Yeah, because you're holding in as you're rowing.
Yeah. And I was like noticing like indents, and like I have a forearm now that has like a dent in it. And I was like yeah,
yes, I got this. I was
super excited. So I would also suggest try everything at the gym.
Yeah.
Try all the classes. Try all of the machines. Do whatever. I even did a personal trainer for a little bit because it came free with BFIT.
Oh, okay.
And I learned I love the ropes.
Yeah.
Like that you see that football players do.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Running those rows, by the way, are really hard.
It's extremely hard, so but hard. It makes you feel so badass. So,
yeah, you're like, I'm a fucking football player, man.
Yeah.
I'm doing a squat while I'm like doing these ropes.
Holy shit.
They had me do that push thing over the yardage. So like they stacked some weight in there, like 50 pounds worth, and I had to like pull the sled, you know, and then push the sled. And the one of the ones that I was amazed was they took that half ball that you do exercise on,
that you balance on,
that you balance on, and you flip, they flipped it upside down, so now you're on the ball part and your feet are on top. And I had to do squats like that.
Yeah.
And then once I was able to do that, they made me do weighted squats on those. So like, it was just insane watching how your body can do these things if you just tell it to.
Yeah, I mean, there's some things that you will need to work up to.
Oh, of course.
There are some things that you will absolutely hate and you're like, nope, I'd rather die than do this again.
But you have to try it.
Yeah. Just try everything. And it is okay if you do not like it.
Yeah, totally.
It is totally fine. But find something that you like.
Seriously.
Even if it's just outside walking.
Yeah, because like, I learned that I really do like jogging / running.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I enjoyed it for a long period of time. I don't know why I just stopped for like a couple of weeks. I haven't picked it back up again.
Another thing I need to add you to.
I know. I need a reminder of more than just yoga because like I do the yoga and I do my plank challenge. Now I need the third.
You need to run today or you need to do hip hop today.
Yeah, pick one.
Okay, I'll pick one and add it.
Yeah, I need some accountability too. So only thing last I want to add is I did some pre-workout drinks.
Yes, and we did talk about that.
I want to touch on this just a little bit because a lot of people like them. Again, try them out. Each one's going to be different in how your body reacts.
And they have a lot of flavors.
They do have a shit ton of flavors.
So, and I think it's something that you have to like realize that it's basically an energy drink.
It is. And I did not realize that.
Oh.
I thought it was a protein shake.
So you start freaking out.
So like I drink it and I don't understand. Well, first I'm like, I'm sweating good. I'm like, hey, it's working. And I'm doing my like hip hop class and we're good. And then I'm like not understanding why when I'm home, my heart is still racing. I'm like, this is weird. I thought it was a protein shake. Like, I don't understand. And I was like, maybe it's just the adrenaline from working out. It's fine. But then I realized every time I'd have that, I would come home feeling
like your heart is beating out of your chest.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So right. I learned I either am not going to take it or take half of it.
Because
I forgot too that like I'm just very sensitive to any type of medicine anyway. Like I don't take medicine for pain.
No.
Like I don't take ibuprofen, don't take Tylenol. So like when I do take it, it really works. I'm very sensitive to caffeine because I don't drink caffeine. So that's also the thing. Like if I have a little bit of caffeine, I'm awake all night long. So everything I'm very sensitive to because I don't do those things on a daily basis.
You don't use those.
Yeah. So like that pre-workout, man, it really works.
Yeah.
So just be prepared. If you're sensitive at all, like take it, but just know what your body's going to feel like later.
Well, and maybe work up to it.
Like maybe a half a thing of it or whatever you're using. Cause like, I think there are scoops. So I would just do half a scoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so I want to touch base on that one. Cause that one shocked me. Cause I just wasn't prepared.
Yes.
For that at all.
I know my husband loves the C4.
Okay.
And he used that when he was going to the gym. But he also drinks energy drinks like they're going out of style. So
does my husband.
Yes.
I think it's a UPS thing.
It's a UPSer thing. Yeah. Because they work long hours.
Long hours, those guys.
Yes. We appreciate you.
We do. So that's all the thing I had. Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to put on here?
No. I think that kind of pretty much covers it. But I think we have decided that it doesn't matter whether you're gym or no gym.
Yes.
As long as you meet in an activity somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, it's an activity. I think that's the biggest deal is that every day you need to do an activity.
Yes.
It's just like recess. Remember we used to get recess.
True.
And you'd get lunch breaks. Like, you need those things for your body. The whole play 60 is the 60 minutes. You need 1 hour of activity, uninterrupted, of just doing something.
Yeah.
And that goes a long way. And I think as long as you get your protein, your water in, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So I think if any takeaways.
Protein, just, water, activity.
Yep. That's all you need.
Yep.
All right, guys.
I like it.
Oh, I shouldn't say guys. Everyone and y'all.
Okay, listeners.
Yeah. Have a good night. Or day.
Or day.
What time you're listening to this?
Whatever day. Yeah. Whatever time or, you know, whatever.
We hope it goes well. If it's not good, we're sorry.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you. And we're out. I'm sweating.
Oh, wow. That was like the worst outro I think we've ever had.
Hey, listeners, if you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcast.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Join us on patreon.com/OSLP where you can get exclusive content.
We would like to give a big thank you to Anne-Marie Cruz for our logo,
Eric Vaughn for our music,
Nick Dukes for our graphic and web designs,
and of course, the most amazing producer in the world, Marcus,
with Jude and Per Productions. Thanks for listening to Our Sleep Life,
a podcast for patients by patients. Guess what, guys? We are not doctors. So
we are not.
We are not. This is your disclaimer. If you are making any major medical decisions, you need to consult a doctor.
That includes diets,
surgeries, exercise.
Yes.
We're going off experience only. We love you guys. We don't want you to get hurt. So consult a professional
when making any medical decisions.